across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Here we go! I wonder why haven't we had Remy Nicole on the show? I don't know why we've not had her on the show. Why have we not had her on the show? Kathleen, can you tweet Remy Nicole and get her on the show? She's on there. She's on there. Let's get her on the show. No one's listening. Good for you. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Let's talk to Noel Taylor and see what he has to add. Good evening, Noel.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Catherine.
Hello.
Well, no, bad start. Bad start. Listen, no one's listening to this show. So what we need to do, I know what the problem is. The show is too slow. We need to up the pace. So, Noel, you got to go faster.
Okay, I believe that
faster.
Very soon.
Faster.
To save this planet,
you're not going far. No, you're going at the same. You're going No, listen. You're going at the same. Going at the same pace. With the problem with the show. I've run it. I've thought about it. It's the speed. It can only be the speed. So you've got to go faster.
Okie dokes. I believe that very soon.
You're doing exactly the same speed, Noel.
Faster than that?
Yes, because you're just doing the same speed you were doing it before. It's too slow. Listen how fast I'm talking. You've got to go faster.
Okay, sir. Okay. I believe that very soon,
faster.
To save this planet, everyone in the world will have to have hot food delivered.
Faster.
Always by...
You're just going higher. Stop. You're going higher, trying to trick me into thinking you're going faster. You're not going faster. No, you're just going higher, but at the same speed. So, come on. This is take number five, Noel. You can do this. You are one of the brightest, and I mean it, you're one of the brightest listeners this show has got. You, and that's terrifying. You can do this, Noel.
I believe that very soon, to save this planet, everyone in the world will have to...
You're slowing down! Oh, he was doing it! You were doing it! It started off, and then you slowed down, thinking I wouldn't notice a little bit of the old slowdown. If anything, when you feel like slowing down, actually speed up. So here's what you want to do. It goes like this. I think that what we need to do to save the planet is everyone in the world is going to have these plates delivered to them and they'll have all the food in it and then they can send them off to depositories and then they'll be cleaned and you can use them at McDonald's over and over again. That kind
That's
of speed,
brilliant.
No. Yeah, wasn't it?
Brilliant.
Wasn't it?
I'm impressed.
Thank you very much indeed. No, so now it's your turn. I'm going to count you in. Three, two, one, go. Oh, he was going to do it! You were going to do it! I could feel it! You ready? Here we go. You can do this, Noel. I know you can do it. Ready? 3, 2, 1, Noel.
I believe that very soon, to save this planet, everyone in the world will have to hot food delivered always by using my new invention, the Thermos Hot Food Delivery Returnable Container. Not bad.
Not bad. Not bad. Well done, Noel. You're a good sport. Not bad. I think that's what we need. Let's try it for the first hour. Let's try it for the first hour. The people phone in, they've got to speak a lot faster. I think that's the thing that is lowering the listening figures is the fact that we're going too slowly. We need to speak things like MTV generation.
Do we need to talk faster too?
Yes, of course we need to talk faster. It's the MTV generation. People are not, they've got no attention spans. This is why, here's the thing. Have you noticed? This is a fact. This is genuinely a fact, right? I'm going to pick two songs at random from two different eras, okay? Mm. I am going to pick, all right, I can pick a song by XTC. What's it called?
Faster.
What's it called?
You gotta go faster.
No, I can't do it if I can't think. What's the XTC song about neighbours? What's it called? What's the song? What is the song? It's about neighbours. XTC do a song about the neighbours being, idiots. What is it? Because I'm proving a point. All right, we'll pick. Okay, here we go. We'll pick a. Right, here we go. This is the forget XTC. This is the song we're going to do. Listen to this. Right.
I'm going to ask you three simple.
Shut your face. Ooh. Shut your face, advert boy. Right, I'm going to get my stopwatch out for this. Don't know how you do the stopwatch on this. Stopwatch. Oh. Right. Okay. So, here we go. We're going to skip that. Here we go. Now, we're just going to time this. Okay. They're going to prove a point. I'm going to prove a scientific point. Listen to this. Ready, steady, go. Got a good 17.81 seconds. Give me a modern song that's in the charts now.
Okay, let me have a little think.
Something that was on Top of the Pops last week. Come on.
I don't know. I don't watch Top of the Pops.
Well, just give us something. Just give us a popular... Don't speak in the ears. Come on.
Ariana Grande. Ariana Grande. Thank You Next.
There we go. What's it called?
Thank You Next.
There we go. Thank You Next. Thank You Next. There we go. Let us... Okay, right. 17.81. Remember
that.
Got
it.
Here we go. Here we go. There we go. Right. Hang on a minute. Ready, steady, go.
One time on Twitter.
It's an advert.
What?
I didn't know if that was a song or an advert or not. I don't know. I just don't know. Okay, we're going to skip. Is this the song? No, this is the video for the song. Okay, let's just... here we go. We're going to go to the audio. Right. Okay, remember 17.81. Remember 17.81. Here we go. And...
thought I'd end up...
8.68. The intros to songs are short. This is a fact. This is an absolute fact, right? And with the Beatles, you could have cut that right down, okay? Let's hear the Beatles again. There we go. Wait, you go. I got a good reason. You can do that. Oh, you're right. You're absolutely right. You could go. I got a good reason. But take it easy way home now. I gotta do... it's all of that is wasted. And this is a fact. Modern pop songs, because, you know, do you know why it is?
Because of people flicking. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. People flicking on Spotify or YouTube, right? They don't give it more than... I mean, what was that? That was quite long. 8 seconds. Give me another song. Another modern song.
Oh, God.
What's the Justin Bieber one that he does with Sheeran? Doesn't matter, because you're in for it. You could do a joke here. The song's called I Don't Care. What's the Justin Bieber song he does with Ed Sheeran?
I Don't Care.
Oh, come on, mate. It's important to the show.
No, that's what it's called.
No, come on. We could do a whole 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. Go on, let's do it again.
What's the song Bieber does with Sheeran?
I Don't Care.
Come on, mate. This is important to the show.
No, I don't care.
No, okay, but this is really important to the show.
Really, though, I don't care.
I want to prove a point.
Will you listen to me? I don't care.
I'm listening to you, but I do care. What is the song
Just
called?
Just play it. I don't care.
I want to play it, but I don't know what it's called.
I don't care.
There we go. You see, there we go. Now, I bet this goes... I bet this is even quicker. So that last one was 8.68, okay? So, ready, steady, go. It's a slow one. Oh, it's a slow one. All right, that's the exception that proves the rule.
Those guys don't give a monkey's.
That's
they
the
don't care.
Exception that proves the rule. But kids these days do not have the focus. Not just kids. It's adults. It's everybody. Nobody has got. Nobody has got the focus to long enough. Okay. Nobody's got the focus. No one's got the focus to listen to this. Full stop. That's the thing. Good evening, dear listener. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you're very, very, very welcome. We'd love to have you on board tonight. Have literally done. Describe what I'm holding.
A blank piece of paper.
I got nothing. Tonight. I'll tell you why. Partly because our listen figures are not great, and we just sat there in a funk. Watching Gordon Ramsay go, we thought that would somehow it would. Then we watched a bit of. I found two amazing shows, one really good show, and one not that great show. But me and the boys laughed a lot on Netflix. So the one that was not that great, but we laughed a lot is called Flinch. where you've got to do these challenges, and if you flinch, you get, like, electrocuted and stuff. But I did worse stuff in the jungle. But it was, the boys laughed a lot at that, so it was good by me. And then the other one is called Brain Games. Brain Games, I think it's called. And I'd never said it, and it just popped up. I thought, oh, I'll try this. Because I was the youngest was playing Fortnite, and I said, I'm going to watch some grown-up programs. Has it got swearing in? I don't know yet. And then I put that on. He said, oh, I'm going to come and watch it with you. And Brain Games, and it started on season 5, episode 1 for some reason. But boy, oh boy, it was, it blew my mind. I showed you some, didn't I? And yeah, it blew your mind.
It made my head explode a little bit.
It's a really, really good program. So partly because of that, and partly because I spent an hour today in a private members club hanging out with Kelsey Grammer, Frasier from Cheers and Frasier. I mean, that's all. I spent an hour in the company of Kelsey Grammer. What a gentleman. What a guy. What a firm handshake. Wasn't wearing socks.
Oh.
I noticed.
What did he smell like? Did you get a whiff?
I didn't get a whiff. No, he ordered a very complicated martini.
Oh.
Very complicated. He was saying all these words. And I'm thinking, I have no idea what this drink is going to be when it comes. It was a martini.
It was a porn star martini.
What's that?
I don't know, but that's what they always order on first dates.
Oh, no. I don't know what it was. It was some martini that came with two olives in it. And I spent an hour in the company of Kelsey Grammer. I made him laugh. I spent quite a long time talking to the guy that had organised the Chevy Chase Mike Reed show. And I relaxed. Everyone was relaxed enough for me to go, so what exactly were you thinking with that? And they just kind of held their heads in their hands and went, oh, we wish we'd asked you to do it. But I spent it. So if you're coming to the show I'm doing with Kelsey Grammer on June the 9th, my birthday, man alive, you're in for a treat. I said to him, anything off limits? He said, no, you can ask me anything. I said, about the Coke? Yes, man.
He said that, did he?
Yes, man. He looked at me and he said, do you have any? No, he didn't. So he has said to me, nothing is off limits. He said, I don't care. Ask me anything you want. And we had a very frank chat today, just trying to get the boundaries and stuff. Talked a little bit about politics. He's a Trump supporter. And I don't have a I said to him, look, when I said I was doing this, loads of people were really pleased. But then some people went, oh my God, why would you want to do that? He's a Trump supporter. And I said, to me, that's got nothing. It's got nothing to do with it, because I have no intention of asking you about that stuff. When it goes to the Q&A, you might get asked about that. I said, I've got no interest in that. I want to ask you about your incredible body of work that you've done. I want to talk a little bit about the Coke. I want to talk, if you don't mind, a little bit respectfully about, you know, the tragedy that you've had in your life. Your sister was brutally murdered. Dad was murdered. And he's like, yeah, you can ask about that. I said, but I've got, so anyone that called me out going, well, he's a Trump supporter. So what? I don't care. And we talked about, a really interesting chat, actually, me and Kelsey Grammer, Frasier, about the division, that everything has to be binary now, that you can't, and the two sides can't get on. And we have it here with Brexit, that the Brexiteers and Remainers, they can't, they're ones and zeros. They can't be friends. They can't get on. They have to disagree about everything. But that's nonsense. And he talked a little bit about Trump, and he talked about why he'd voted for Trump. And I disagreed with his views, but I had a really nice hour in his company. I'm not going to go, well, I'm turning down this paid job. I'm turning down this chance of a lifetime because of your disgusting. I went, oh, well, I disagree, but I'm still really looking forward to working with you.
Just checking, he's not actually in government, is he? Okay, good.
He's not in government. Right. He's an old, white, rich dude. Of course he voted Trump. Of course he did, you know. If you're coming to the shows on June the 9th, it's going to be a treat, man. He's a funny guy. He's very warm. Like I say, I said, look, is there anything off limit? I said, I've read your book. In which he lays it all out there. I said, is there anything off limits? He went, you can ask me anything you want. I was like, fine. And once you have that, once you've got that out of the way, I don't want to go anywhere particularly, you know, contentious. Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk about Frasier and Cheers and about when he was a surfer dude. And it's kind of what I want to talk about.
Are you going to get your guitar out? Are you going to talk about
I'm
tennis?
So tempted to take my guitar. as a gag for those who know about the Chevy Chase, might read. I'm so tempted to take it, but I don't think I've got the balls to do it. Anyway, if you're coming June the 9th, it's sold out, I think. There may be one or two tickets left, but I think it's sold out. He is such a nice man. He told me about the new, I think about that. He told me about the new Frasier, that Frasier's probably coming back. It's not definite yet, but it's probably coming back. And he was telling me everything. You know, he got photographed with like a Frasier treatment thing in his thing. And, he said, I'm such an idiot because it had written on it the name of his old company, which he part owns with one of his many ex-wives. And he said, I just know I'm going to get a phone call saying that, but that company's not making it. It's this other company. And he was telling me everything. It's going to be a laugh. We're going to have a laugh on June the 9th if you're coming. So listen, we have nothing for the show really tonight, as we're wallowing in misery and bitterness. But we're not, you know, we're scratching our heads a little bit going, I don't know, how did that happen? But, you know, we're still here, and we're going to have a laugh, and you are very welcome to call in 0344 499 1000. 0344 499 1000. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Quickly go to the ticket page and see all those tickets are shifting now. We've ran out to the laminator. Absolutely no shift whatsoever. What do you guys want? We're going to do what, live lamination on stage, and not one ticket has shifted as a direct result of that. I just don't get you guys.
What do you want?
I don't get you guys, really. Good evening, dear listener. The Late Night Alternative, Ian Lee, Catherine Boyle, 03444991000. Here's a weird, if boring thing.
Go on.
Right. I don't know what these, honestly, I think we're doing some of the best shows we've ever done, and our figures are down, and that's one of those things, and I'm scratching my head. So let's go weird, boring, right? So I was at my ex-wife's house today with the kids, and we went to the freezer to get a lolly.
Uh-huh.
My boy picked up the lolly and went, this feels funny, and it was water. Oh. The freezer had stopped working.
Oh, no.
But the fridge was working.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I texted him, and I looked, and I couldn't see what the problem was. I couldn't see what the make was, so I could Google it. I couldn't see anything. So I texted my ex-wife and said, just to let you know, your freezer's not working, but the fridge seems fine. And she replied, oh, that's weird. The exact same thing has happened to her friend up the hill. Now, you explain that. You explain that. The freezer's not working and the fridge is working. You explain that to me. You can't. I tell you how I explained it to my youngest. I said, that'll be the fridge ghosts. Yeah. He went, what? I said, the fridge ghosts. He said, are there such things? I said, yes. Yes, there are. I don't know if there are. But you explain that to me. You can't explain it. You can't explain it. Synchronicity. Magic. Proof. If proof need be. There is a God, and there is life after death. You can't. There's no, oh, it's a coincidence.
Well, I mean,
jack off.
What? Sorry?
Jack off.
No, that's not.
Is that not a phrase?
No. Well, it is, but not quite for that.
Jack off, whoa, okay. Buddy.
Wow.
Hey, buddy, jack off. Right now.
Wow, no, don't say that.
Well, this is the thing. I was out with a group of guys. And I was playing cards with a group of guys. Mm-hmm. We're playing poker with the guys.
Yeah,
it was poker night. It was Thursday poker night. You know, I do this every first Thursday of every month. So I'm never here. It's Thursday poker night with the guys. And
what are the guys' names?
Yeah. Sorry.
Guys' names.
Yeah, they're just the guys. Okay. Steve, Tony,
Big Al.
He doesn't come anymore.
Oh.
Lewis, playing poker, and Lewis put down a card. He couldn't put the... I said, what, Lewis? And I'm looking at these cards and I point, Lewis, jack off! Jack off now! Well, I looked up and I got the fright of my life. The fright of... I said, but what are you doing? Get this jack card off of it. You can't put it on top of a queen.
I went to the garage today.
Okay.
Yeah, and they had to have a look underneath my car. So they managed to get it up.
Yeah.
So they could slide underneath it on that kind of skateboard.
Yes.
Thing. And they said... I said, that looks like fun. Can I have a go? And they said, yeah, of course you can. So they got another skateboard for me.
Yeah.
And I also went underneath.
Yeah.
And then that was great. And then when we got down, we got back, I thanked the gentleman for allowing me to have a quick look at the undercarriage of my car.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, I need to go now. Jack off. Flipping it, man.
Well, you looked up and you got the fright of your life.
I did.
Here's the thing. You know, I travel to France a lot.
Yeah.
And my French mate is a chef.
Uh-huh.
And I was at his house. I was staying at his house, just trying to remember the story. And I was staying at his house, and I woke up in the morning, and there was a lovely smell coming from the kitchen. Lovely smell. And I went out, and he was cooking me breakfast.
Yeah.
And I'd like to practice my French and, you know, a little bit. And I could see he was cooking me bacon and eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And so his name is Jacques. So I said, Jacques Oeuf.
Oh.
And I looked up, I got the fright of my life. I said, no, put your penis away. I was saying, your name is Jacques, Oeuf is French for egg. And we laughed about it, but it was, I couldn't eat the breakfast after that. He didn't wash his hands.
I've got a friend called Ja, right?
And, yeah. Okay.
She's suffering terribly with allergies at this time of the season.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the hot weather and all. And she was really wheezy.
Remember the story.
Really, really wheezy. I'm just trying to remember what I can tell you about it. And there was a lot of spluttering, and I said, oh, Ja, cough. And she said,
what?
How dare you?
You looked like you're in the mood. Fight of your life. What was her name?
Ja. Short for Janice.
Neither of those are real names, I don't think.
Well.
That was fun. Some masturbatory fun there.
Oh, was it? Gosh, I am silly sausage.
Why have I got... I've been called an anti-Semite today on Twitter quite a bit.
So, yeah.
Just block him. I've been called... So, last week I was a racist. No, I was a transphobe. Then I was a racist. Today I'm an anti-Semite. It's a strange old world. I sent some comfort to a friend of mine who is struggling with lots of different issues on Twitter. And I said, I sent a message of support to a friend of mine who was arguing with people who were calling him an anti-Semite. I didn't see the tweets. I've got no idea.
That he was having a hard time.
Just a guy that's helped me a lot I know he's struggling, and I said I would try and call him, and I haven't called him yet. So I just sent him all these people. Oh, such a disappointment to find you're an anti-Semite as well. Excuse me. Sorry. What? I didn't even bother engaging. Block.
Aren't people funny?
People are funny. They know. This is why Twitter is so poisonous. They know nothing. And I've deliberately not looked at this person's tweets. I would doubt very much they're being anti-Semitic. But I don't know. But it's a mate of mine who is having a really, really tough time. And he's obviously having a tough time. And I just offered a friend of mine support. In the same way I did with Danny Baker.
Yeah.
I offered him some support, and I'm a racist.
And people assume what you're doing is wading in and acting as the sort of human shield. And so then you get the...
And also agreeing with...
The sentiment.
It was nuts. I just blocked people and then, I've been blocked. Because of course you go and check to see if they're talking about... Everyone does this, don't they? When you block someone, you go back like an hour later to see if they've said anything about it. Oh, of course I've been blocked by Ian Lee just for calling him out for being an anti-Semite. Well... Yeah, I did block you for that because I'm not an anti-Semite.
But also, that is exactly the tone of voice of some people on Twitter, right? Who search for a keyword so they can have the same argument over and over again with no expectation of a resolution. And actually, they don't really want one. What they want to do is give the same speech over and over again. And you think, well, does that improve your life and how?
My least favourite people are, of course, black Jewish transsexuals. I mean, that goes without saying, guys. That goes without saying. But still, to call me a racist, transphobe, anti-Semite,
Well, you've not had them all at once, have you? That's the next one. That's next level.
That's the next level. It is the next. It's a funny old world, Twitter. And which is why, and we did, listen, I don't want to make, this is not what the show is about, but the whole station talk radio has done brilliantly, brilliantly in the radios, the highest figures they've ever had, which is superb, absolutely superb, and I'm thrilled because I've got a lot of time for this station. Our show has gone down, not massively, but it has gone down. It's gone down from last year, which I thought it would, because that was the jungle fever, and that's fine, but it's also gone down in the last 3 months, which I'm going, did it get a bit too heavy? Maybe it got a bit too heavy, maybe it got a bit too dark, but I don't know, I'm genuinely quite disappointed about it. But I don't want to make the whole show about that because that is boring and is tedious and is very navel gazing. But I did put it out there on Twitter and ask for suggestions. Ask, you know, genuinely ask people, is there something that has changed? And I don't want you to, don't phone in with it unless you've got something groundbreaking, because it is quite tedious. But I put it on Twitter saying, look, this is what has happened, and I'm absolutely gutted. Is there something that we're doing differently that has turned you off? And some people said it's got a little bit heavy, which, okay, fine, all right, I can sort of see that, we can work on that. Is there something we could do perhaps a little bit differently without completely restructuring the whole show, because then it wouldn't be the show, and all of that. And I'm fully aware, and we've had some really, really, not most people have given me some really positive
constructive
criticism. I don't like, some people were dicks, and it's like, okay, fine. But a lot of people give them, saying, look, I don't like the way you did this, or I think the last 3 or 4 weeks since the breakdown, the shows have been better, more like their old selves, whatever that means. You know, all that stuff is fine. But I'm also aware that by putting that on Twitter, that is allowing the Steve Allens, the people that don't like me, the people calling me anti-Semites, to the people, you know, that really hate me, to kind of pounce on me and go, ah!
Yeah.
But do you know what? I'm actually cool with that. I wouldn't, and I thought about it before I did it. I'm cool with it because I just want to make the show the best it can be.
Also, you see it for what it is, right?
Yeah.
Some people smell blood and decide that that's the time. And also, they think they're punching up.
Yeah. Oh, God, completely. And there'll be people taking pop. Steve Allen will call me out. Well, that's fine. I mean, he does that anyway. He's a silly old sod. It doesn't upset me in the slightest. I just find it weird.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Rack those calls up, James. Let's get them in. 0344 499 1000. Here's something I do want to talk about, and I don't want to go into the specifics of politics and the people and stuff. The milkshaking. And I think it's only happened to politicians on the right. Some might say the far right. Now, I see it in the great tradition of egging.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jeremy Corbyn got egged fairly recently, didn't he? Egging seems to happen on both sides. We're treading carefully because there's an election coming up on Thursday, so we can't really go into too much kind of party stuff. But egging has been a thing for a long time. There's the lad who did it to the arsehole in Australia, who I think has had to step down now, hasn't he, for some reason. So egging has been a thing. But everyone's going, well, it's the far right that are getting milkshaked, and it's only milkshakes and stuff like that. I'm not convinced I agree with it. I think it's funny, right? On a base level, it's funny, man.
But that's only funny because it's kind of usurping authority, and it seems like a cheeky thing to do.
It seems cheeky. And I don't have a, and it's not, it, I suppose it's partly because it's, you know, politics, it's happening to politicians I would not necessarily agree with. So there's part of that. But also I like the egging of Corbyn. I'm kind of more on the left. I thought the egging, I don't know. What I'm trying to say is,
an egg would hurt more than a milkshake, wouldn't it?
Not really. I don't think, well, I mean, a little bit, but not really. I think they're fun. I think both are funny, right? And it's generally men in suits covered in goo. That's funny. And the anger of the men in suits afterwards. That's funny. And it's a form of violence, but it's not a fist like, who's the big lad who got...
Oh, John Prescott.
Did he get punched?
No, or he punched someone who egged him.
He got egged, didn't he? You're absolutely right. It's not... You know, it's not a serious physical. It's not a punch. It's not a knife. It's not a gun being waved around. You know, it's a loud the visually loud protest done with minimum of harm, just harm to pride and clothing. But I'm recently, I'm struggling. I don't think I approve. I'm chuckling. I'm laughing. Saw Burger King got in trouble. You see, Burger King got in trouble saying, oh, such and such is going to be in town today. Don't forget, we sell milkshakes.
Yeah, because some places have been asked to not sell milkshakes. Yeah. Apparently, by the police.
But I don't think I approve of it.
I think it's part of this whole thing of that sort of the Twitterification of politics, right? Where no one gets any respect, and people doing their jobs shouldn't have to worry about someone losing.
Someone went to prison for 28 days for chucking an egg at Jeremy Corbyn. That was the thing. I just don't. I feel I should approve of it, but I don't.
It's the contempt for politicians. I think is a little bit frightening.
Yeah.
Understandable in some quarters. Understandable. But, yeah. It's assault.
03444991000. Let's go to Big Rick. Good evening, Rick.
Hey, Catherine. Hello, Ian.
Hello, Rick. What you got for us?
Can I blow a little smoke up your wazoo?
Oh, please do.
Bend this over.
I can't bend over. I've done my back in again.
I've seen it. I've seen it all now. I came to see you guys the other night in the Manx.
Which one did you come to? Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday.
Thank God. Okay, well done. Good choice.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I really, I was sitting at home this evening thinking, I should have dragged myself up there and gone to the second one. But, it was really bloody good. I've never been to one before, and I really enjoyed it, and I don't get out much. And I was there with someone I did not expect to be there with, because the plans all went strangely wrong.
Yeah.
But the person I was with loved it, probably enjoyed it more than I did.
And the person you were with wasn't a fan of us previously?
Yeah, we've talked before, yeah, sort of, kind of, a bit.
Okay.
Yeah, but not to the extent that I am. So it was really good. She was just sat there giggling the whole time.
Good.
Well, there you go. Thank you, Rick. And thank you for bringing someone along. And thank you for supporting us. And
and do you know what I wanted to say, right?
Yeah, go on.
Well, I got to meet you at the end, you know, briefly. We just sort of queued up and jumped in and took pictures with you, very monkey fashion. And afterwards, I was thought, I was really rude. I didn't say hello.
Oh, this was the rude guy that didn't say hello to us, remember? Yeah.
No, yeah, I don't remember.
Right. I don't remember.
In front of the Jimmy Savile totem pole.
Yeah, there was a totem pole there that was owned by Jimmy Savile. That's not even a joke. That's actually true.
Was that actually true?
I think
you're making that up.
No, why would we make that up? Who could make up Jimmy Savile's totem pole? Great name for a band, by the way, guys.
He used to have a flat over the top of that venue.
Yeah.
No, really?
Seriously, yeah. Yeah.
Well, that Affleck's Palace is a bit of a place, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a strange place. That venue's closing down, though. The 3-minute theatre that we were in, which is a shame, because.
Well, I was surprised when I got there, because the last time I went to Affleck's, that place was a shop that turned recycled bowls into vases and lamps and stuff.
It's always been a bit hippy dippy, hasn't it, Affleck's?
Oh, yeah, that's the whole thing.
The crystal shop was on the third floor. Yeah. I noticed. So, hey, well, nice one, Rick.
There was
a crystal shop on the third floor, if you're interested.
Oh, I do like my crystals.
All right.
Yeah, but no, look, nice one. Yeah, we really enjoyed it. And, we had a horrendous time getting there and back, but never mind that.
Never mind that. Rick, you're a good man. Thank you very much for coming. It is appreciated. Let's go to Andre. Say hello to my good friend Alan. Alan, say hi to Andre.
Evening, Andre.
No. Ian said, can I say hello first? Not you, the other way around. But hello, Alan.
How are you, Andre?
Yeah, not bad. I've got a couple of big issues.
I've got some issues on my own.
I should sell them by the end of the night. Oh, no, sorry, Alan. Yeah, how are you?
Oh, not bad. How's the weekend been for you?
Oh, lovely, mate. Lovely, yeah.
Blinding. Well, I've been to visit my mum in hospital.
Okay. All went okay?
She's getting better.
Good. Good news, Alan. Yeah. What I was going to say, are you going to Shaftesbury Avenue?
What's that?
To see Ian and Kath, Shaftesbury Avenue.
I'm waiting for them to come to Birmingham.
Yeah, well, you might wait a while, but the thing is, I want to go to Shaftesbury Avenue, and when I talk to Ian, hopefully, I'm wondering if he'll let me go, or let me have a ticket. Really? You will?
I think you have to buy the ticket on ianlee.com/event.
I'm no good at that email stuff. He'd have to just send me one through the post, I reckon, if he's feeling generous.
No, if you go on your computer, type in ianlee.com/events in your web browser, and send Shaftesbury Avenue, then fill in the online order form, they'll put it out to you.
How much are the tickets?
I don't know, because Ian knows that information. I don't know the prices.
Oh, Alan, I've got an idea. Do you want a quick game of rocks and scissors?
I don't know how that's going to work on the radio.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, go. What you got?
You first.
No, I ask the question. Don't answer a question with a question. What you got?
No, you first. I'm letting you go first.
All right, then, a brilliant rocket launcher. What you got?
We weren't playing rock, paper, scissors.
Pardon? No, that does include a massive area of things, you know. It's not just rocks and scissors.
No, the idea of rocks, paper, scissors is rock beats scissors, scissors beat paper beats rock.
Well, I'll give you another chance. What you got, then?
You first.
Oh, I can't go first all the time.
Well, I was asking a serious question about this new book he's got coming out. I want to know where I can get
it. Whose book?
Ian's new book about the show, with quotes from the show. Because I want to read what I got up to when I was asleep.
Yeah, I want to get read what I want to get up to at all. But whether I'll be mentioned here, I don't know.
I want to know where I can get it. Because I want to get it on Friday, when I get paid.
I didn't even know. I don't get paid for another month yet. But the thing is, right, as I say, I've got a few big issues. Would you like to buy one?
No, I'm just in big issues. I can get them in Birmingham City Centre.
Where?
I can get them in Birmingham City Centre.
How much are they there?
Well, about the same price they are in the country. Because the homeless people sell them to make money to get a bed for the night.
I know they do. I sell mine quite expensively, actually.
Well, it depends on which part of the country you're in. Andre? Hello? Andre?
Late night conversation. Wealth losing sleep over.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Let's go to Jamie. Good evening, Jamie.
Good evening.
Good evening, Jamie. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, it's a little bit of feedback for you, really. I mean, I don't have Twitter or anything to tweet you, so I thought I'd give you a call.
Well, old school. This guy's retro.
Yeah. I've been catching up on your podcast today, and they've been amazing.
What? What the heck? Who is this lunatic? They legalise drugs all of a sudden? What are you talking about, you fool?
Honestly, incredible. Your interview with Tony Slattery, I really love.
Oh, thank you, man. Yeah, no, that was something really special, actually. I'm very proud of that. That was lovely.
I've not heard anything like that on the radio before. It was great.
Thanks, man.
And Kath's interview with Rebecca as well, I thought was really, really good.
Thank you.
So yeah, I'm just wanted to say more of the same, please.
Thank you, Jamie. We got a few more of those little things kind of up our sleeves. We kind of lucked out with those two because they're both brilliant talkers and have got brilliant stories to share and seem to have almost no barrier as to what they were prepared to talk about. Mm-hmm. You know, both
exactly, yeah.
Rebecca and Tony in very different ways and for very different reasons. But we've got a few more things up our sleeve. I believe, Catherine, you're going to go and watch a porno being made.
Well, at some point, yeah. They asked me really? If I wanted to go on Sunday, but we were busy in Manchester.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah. Oh, wow.
It's going to happen. And I'm also talking to a nun.
And I'm going to go to a jigsaw competition. So, you know, we've got... I've got to email them. We've got a few things up our sleeve. But we both talked about this a while ago. We want to do more of these kind of going out and about. And, you know, for me, radio is all about stories, right? It's all about stories. And we get some great stories from the calls that come in. But there are a lot of other stories out there that we need to go out and meet and grab. So, we're going to do more of that, Jamie. Thank you.
Fantastic. That's all I wanted to say. I'm going to hang up now. Up your bum.
Oh, dear.
Charming. Rude.
Speaking of bums, it's Mo. Good evening, Mo.
You all right, man? Been on the hold for a long time, but it's all right.
I can put you on hold for a little bit longer if you want.
No.
Okay, let's go to Becky. Good evening, Becky.
Oh, good evening.
Becky the witch, she's a witch, and she put a spell on my heart. Not so I would fall in love, but so my heart would do a tiny little fart.
Oh.
I've got a farting heart, cause a witch put a spell on me. Yeah.
Careful. I'll
send
you soon.
Yep, well, there you go.
Can it be for him to be a bit quieter?
I like singing the songs that they come into my head. What can we do for you, Bex?
I'm having to speak really quietly today.
Why is that? Does your throat hurt?
It does hurt.
What have you done to hurt your throat?
Did you hex in the mirror?
I've smoked.
You smoked.
And fucking flames.
You shouldn't have smoked. Or maybe a rival witch put a spell on your fags.
Probably.
I'll
have to have words with him.
Yeah, we'll have words. Have words. Have rough, croaky words. Don't smoke, man. Don't smoke. I really want to smoke a cigar, but Catherine won't let me. But giving up smoking was probably...
I think Monica Lewinsky can have something to say about cigars.
Who is that?
Monica Lewinsky.
She didn't have a sore throat because of it.
I don't get the cigar reference.
Monica Lewinsky.
I know who she is. She's sucked up the president.
Famously, he...
He
warmed it up
no.
on her.
Yes. Now, here's the thing, because you've got to keep those things dry.
Well.
But I mean, like a carrot.
It wasn't the lighting end.
Okay. Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, listen.
You're the one person on the planet that didn't.
Whatever floats your boat, you know. Who am I? He who is without sin take first drag on that cigar.
Oh, gosh.
What can we do for you, Becky, apart from sinking to your disgusting level?
Well, I've been here and everywhere on my broom today.
Okay, go on.
I was in Bredbury. I picked up CJ. Went over to pick up a TARDIS mini beer fridge.
Yeah.
Like, what? Yeah. It was so awesome. You should have seen it. You can actually put beer in it.
I don't know what she's talking
or
about.
Milk.
Just nod and smile.
You just nod in agreement.
Okay, yeah, I'm nodding. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And we went shopping for food. And then went back to his, and I had onion bhaji, so, yeah, it was brilliant.
Okay, I'm going to be honest, Becky. This is probably one of the dullest phone calls I've ever taken in 15 years of phoning radio. You went shopping, and you bought some onion bhajis.
Well,
how is that a phoning topic? No. This is a BBC Three Counties radio. This is talk radio. This is a national radio station. We're not doing a phone-in. What did you have for your tea tonight? Call me now, 0344-499-1000. What did you have for your tea? Give us a call. We're starting with onion bhajis. Can anyone beat onion bhajis?
Sans.
Hmm?
Without.
Okay, I'm going to cut you off now, Becky.
Without. All right.
There we go.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
You've heard him on the radio. You've seen him on television. You've heard him on the podcast, live in London, Ian Lee.
There we go, and...
You heard her on Three Counties.
That's it.
You heard her on Talk Radio.
Okay.
His number one lady, Miss Catherine Ball.
Number one lady.
Yeah.
You number one lady, you. Good evening, dear listener. Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle live. Weeknights from 10 o'clock on Talk Radio. Listen on DAB, download the app, or go to talkradio.co.uk. We've talked about tarot cards. We've talked about astrology. We've talked about getting wine, corks out of wine bottles.
I've had another tip for that.
Go on. Here we go. This is it.
Here we go. Get ready, everyone.
Stay there, Carol. Coming to you in a second.
Get one of those ball pumps, you know, football pumps.
Oh, yeah.
Says Lucy Lou. Decorking a bottle of wine. Take a bike pump.
The famous angel, Charlie's Angels.
The very same, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, it's not a football one. It's a bike pump that has a needle attached.
Yes.
So, yeah, a football one.
Yes, bike pumps don't have needles attached.
No, what are you talking about, Lucy
Lou? They have those strange little 3-4-inch snakes that are covered in carpet.
Yes.
That's what they have, haven't they?
They do. With like
They're strange, those things.
With a nut on the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Period. Anyway, get one of them.
Yep.
Stick it through the cork, penetrating all the way through mind until the needle reaches the air between the cork and the wine.
Ouch. Then sounds like a test I had at the doctor's once.
As you pump, the cork will slowly remove.
I think that would blow the glass up. I don't believe that one. I do not believe that one for a second. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. 0344 499 1000. Let's go to Carol. Good evening, Carol.
Hello, Carol.
Hello, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
We really are getting all of the high vibe calls in tonight, which is great.
Oh, I'm not in a good place, but I'm in the head at all today.
I can't actually hear what you're saying.
She's not in a good headspace. What's going on?
Well, put the phone closer to your mouth and speak up and tell us what's happening.
Oh, I've got a flashback I can't get out of my head.
Oh, blimey. Go on. Do you want
to... I'm struggling with it, but I didn't want to talk about that.
Okay.
I don't pull the show down and, you know, make everybody miserable.
Okay, well, what do you want to talk about?
I phoned up in defence of astrology.
Here we go. Go on, then.
Because I really enjoyed learning about it.
Yes, learning that it's made up. Made up fairy stories, yeah?
Well, it's more complex the more you get into it, because it's all done mathematically. Have you ever had your personal natal chart done?
No, because I wouldn't pay money to a charlatan just to write down a load of nonsense on a bit of paper for me.
I get it for free on the internet.
Oh, wow, it must be accurate then.
I'll tell you what it is, surprisingly, because I had mine done and I did loads for friends because I found this website from Switzerland that allows you to put in. You'd need to know your date of birth.
I know that, I guess.
Your place of birth.
Oh, God.
And the time you were born.
Right.
That's really important.
And how can the time that you are born and the day that you're born have any impact on the stars that are surrounding you, and then that dictates how your life is going to pan out?
Because you've not... If you could imagine taking a picture the moment that you're born.
Yeah, wouldn't be able to hold a camera, but yes.
It's all to do with lines of latitude and longitude.
I thought
It gets really complex, and it's a photo. If you could imagine the midwife just taking a photograph through the roof of the maternity hospital or wherever.
Right.
And capturing the positions, the exact positions of the planet,
right?
On that.
But what has that got? What has that got to do? But what has that got to do with the type of person you are? Surely it's to do with it's nurture.
Well, there is obviously environmental factors in how you're brought up, but each planet has its own qualities. So Venus is the planet of love, Mars is the planet of action.
But isn't that from the olden days when we didn't know about science?
Not as mathematically accurate, but it's kind of still that
Right, so because someone
Because, like, I don't know, this is the Greeks or the Romans. I don't. I think it's the Romans, maybe. Because had a god called Venus, right? And then there's a planet called Venus. That so wherever that is in the sky, that will affect your love life.
In a way, in a word.
Because I'm calling bullshine on that. I'm calling bullshine on that.
Are you?
Yes. It sounds like the most absolute nonsense thing I've ever heard in my life. That the planet 50 million miles away has some impact on...
Just you.
Just you?
It does. Honestly.
How come everybody who's born at the same time, right, in the same hospital, doesn't lead the same life?
Because it's environmental factors and the personality of that person, because the time is really important, the time you were born, because it's the horoscope starts with Aries and it ends in Pisces.
Right, but that's
the way it goes round.
Okay, but that doesn't mean anything. Okay, so there's 12, how many star signs are there?
12.
12, right. Why are there 12? Because there are 12 months.
Well, that's how many planets there are.
No, that's not true. There's loads more planets than that.
But that's the planets that are used that were discovered.
Well, what about the other planets that that have been discovered since or that we haven't discovered? Do they have an impact?
The fact that Pluto's been downgraded from a planet to a few years ago.
Yeah, right.
Because
Yeah, but Pluto's been... Pluto's a planet again now. It's been reclassified as a planet.
Oh, good, it's returned. Oh,
Jesus. What? But this? How is whether Pluto is made up of gas or is solid? How can it have any effect on whether you're gonna get good luck that day?
It's not. I don't read the daily ones, but it's there's three basic characteristics of someone, and it's their. Personality.
I'm losing the will to live. I'm going to go and join the planet soon.
Okay.
So what did your
their emotion.
Okay. What did your reading say specifically about you?
Well, one of the things was it said I talk too much.
Right, okay. But that could apply to lots of people.
That's not true.
But that... Jesus, it is. But that could apply to lots of people.
Well, yeah. But...
Yeah.
I've never met anybody else that can't shut up like me.
That's not true though, Carol. There are loads of people who the suggestion that they talk too much could apply to me. People would say it applies to me. I would jokingly say it applies to Kath. There are loads of people.
But it's all mathematically done.
Okay, all right.
I can't really explain.
No, that's exactly it.
We've noticed.
It's...
Yes, okay. I have a fader, yes.
The time you're born is really important.
Yep, there we go. I've got a fader. I'd forgotten about the fader.
So the answer was because maths.
Yes. Thank you, Carol, so much for that. Thank you so much for explaining, giving us a little glimpse into the world of bullshine. 0344-499-1000. Evening, Sandra.
Hi, Ian. Do you mind if I don't want to be back?
If you do what?
Don't want.
She does what? Ben Folds.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you, yes, but it's I didn't understand what you said.
Do you mind if I download a bit about the circumstances?
Download. Offload, you mean?
Oh, offload. I see.
Offload, yeah.
Download.
Yeah,
I thought, sure. Download? What do you want to download? Like a hooky movie or something?
Oh, that's okay. I wish I could go to download, but...
You offload, Sandra.
My wife is just hellish at the moment.
Go on.
I just found out that my friend's going to need to get start renal dialysis.
Who is... Here's the thing, you've got a beautiful accent, Sandra, a beautiful accent, but honestly, with these headphones that are quite echoey, I'm struggling to understand it. Look, who is getting...
My son, Lucas.
Okay, Lucas. And what is he getting?
Kidney dialysis.
Aye. How old's the boy?
18.
Aye. Okay. When has all this been... happening, Sandra?
Well, can you just see what happened, okay?
Yeah, go on.
I've known since he was born. We were told when he was born that he had been all dysplasia, small kidneys, and they would run out. But you always think of the future.
Yeah.
But when it comes smashing you in the face.
Yeah. It's lousy, isn't it?
It's not fair. It's not fair at all.
It's not fair.
I'm sorry to say, but, I mean, they try their best, the NHS, okay? And I'll never say anything bad about them. I'm a socialist. But they lost him for a year in the system. He didn't check his creatinine, because he was moving to adult services.
And then
we were called back at Christmas. And to a roommate doctors and told that he would need this.
So that crossover from being a kid into being an adult legally, he kind of fell through the net a bit, did he?
Yeah, he did. He did.
And has that had an impact on his health? Would he be in a slightly better position if that hadn't have happened?
I think they were still going downhill, but we would have had more warning, because, I was like, well, we're going to make his time before he starts dialysis as good as possible.
Yeah.
And his dad was wanting to take him to America next year, but they're saying he can't go.
So, okay, so what's happening? What's the plan? Where are you now?
Ian, do you know what he wants? He wants to talk to Keanu Reeves.
Oh, you flipping heck. I've lost Keanu's number. I've never had Keanu's number. He wants to talk to Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, he does love John Wick, but I was just trying to say to him, I just want to make his life as comfortable as possible.
Yeah, of course you do. You're his mum.
And he's seen, the team who looked after him have been amazing, but they messed up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want it to happen to anybody else. So should I complain or just put it in writing or what? What do you think?
It's a tough one. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan. Yes, you should complain. Yes, you should complain. I was going to say I'm not a fan of people suing the NHS, but, and I don't know if it would go that far, but if you've been let down, you have every... Well, but if you've been let down at the expense of someone's health, so their health has deteriorated, then of course you can. I think you can. You should definitely complain. If you're unhappy with the way that your boy has been treated, and think about it though, Sandra, think, are you writing this letter of complaint because you are unhappy with the way he's been treated and it's had a detrimental effect on his health, or are you writing this letter because life is shit and it's really unfair and your boy is ill? Now, if it's the latter...
It's because I don't want it to happen to anybody else.
Then that's the right reason to write a letter.
Mm-hmm.
Then that is exactly the right reason to write a letter.
I actually think it's quite important that you do.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
I mean, is that going to be a complaint? I'm not going to sue anybody or anything,
you might find out later on that actually you can. I'm not a massive fan of people suing the NHS, but if they're right to, and if that money would make an impact on the health of the person affected, then yeah, actually, if they screwed up, then they are not above the law. So has he started his treatment yet?
No, he's starting it soon. No, as I said, he can't go to America next year.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's disappointing, but he might be able to go to America in 2 or 3 years if he does the treatment, I'm guessing.
I'm just guessing, though. He has such a needle phobia. I think he's just going to refuse it.
He's going to refuse the treatment?
I think so.
And then what?
He has autism and pretty complex needs.
Oh, yeah. It gets messier and messier, doesn't it, this one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if he refuses the treatment, what does that mean?
It means he'll die. He'll die within 2 weeks.
And is he, with his complex needs, is he able to understand that?
I've not had that conversation with him yet, you know what I mean? He's just too uncomfortable with it. He just wants us to be home and...
Why? Because I don't know how complex your son's needs are. Why have the doctors not had that conversation with him if he's 18? Why have they had it with you?
I think they've tried. They said to him at his last appointment that they would like him to go and see the renal unit, on dialysis unit in the ward.
But they've not said to him, if he doesn't have the treatment, he's going to die.
No, they just said it to me. If it'd be end of life care, and we would support that.
I'm wondering why they would say that to mum and not an adult. Why they would say that?
Because honestly, he is so complex, Ian.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I happen to seek guardianship.
Okay.
Because he has to give it a chance, doesn't he?
I'm just saying, I don't know how complex his needs are. I don't know what where his head is at, but someone has to tell him, don't they? Someone has to tell him that if he doesn't have this treatment, he's going to die.
In a way that he can understand.
Yeah.
And it might mm-hmm. be that you're the best person to do that, Sandra. In fact, I know it probably is.
I'm going to have to sit down, but see, in the moment, I'm just so bereft. It's the fun in the room.
I know.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
I know you are.
No, I'm sorry. Life is hideously unfair. Mm-hmm. You, as the responsible adult, have got to make some lousy decisions. But I would do your best to involve him as much as you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm wondering whether do you have any dealings with the sort of autism charities, whether they can offer you some guidance? Because you can't be the first person who's gone through something like this.
I've just spoken to, a helpline.
Yeah.
And they've been really helpful, so...
Good.
I know.
Good.
I know. And normally I'm such a positive person. I hope you realise that.
Yeah, of course we do. And we've spoken to you in the past and you sound like a different person tonight. We really feel for you. Oh, Sandra.
You can give us a call any time you want. If it offers you any comfort at all, you're very welcome to share... with us, and who knows, there might be people listening who've been through a similar thing who might want to phone up and kind of share how they got through things.
Yeah, and if anybody knows Keanu Reeves' number, could you please give it to me so you can speak to Keanu Reeves if you want.
Yeah, well, you know, it can't help to send a tweet to Keanu Reeves if he's on Twitter. I don't know if he's.
I don't think he's on social media.
Oh, what a smug git.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Here we go.
I'll just
keep moving on.
Let's tease the listeners back. Let's tease them back. They may have left, but they're going to come back two by two. Like the Ark. Good evening, dear listener, the Late Night Alternative. My name is Ian Lee. Who are you, please, lady?
Catherine Boyle.
Well done. That's the correct answer. 03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call about absolutely anything you want, apart from the Europe elections tomorrow we can't talk about. Anything else I'm open for. I'm totally, totally up for. I noticed we had a caller called Richard on the line. Do you think just as we were about to go to me, bottles it. Put the phone down, slammed the phone down, just thought, I can't do it. Hang on a minute, let me just take this guy. Let me drag you down here. Richard, what the hell is going on?
I'm on a ferry, so it keeps dropping off, but okay. I don't mind you not ringing me back if you're on the way.
Well, we can do, you're on the air now.
Oh, brilliant, hello, sorry, International Waters calling.
Okay,
on a ferry.
Whereabouts are you on this ferry?
Somewhere off North Lincolnshire, heading down towards Norfolk and then crossing over towards Holland.
Okay, there we go. And I think, hang on a second, I think we might be able to hear the ferry. Just hang on one second. Here we go. Just listen. There we go. He is actually on a ferry there. There's no lying there. Well, Richard, you're the first caller of the evening. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I was just wondering, because I'm in international waters, I figure anything goes, so yes. I was just asking suggestions for what should go, really.
What do you mean, what should go?
Well, there's a bobby on here, so surely anything goes.
Oh, well, so international murder, Waters, you're allowed to commit murder, I think. Mm-hmm. And because
that's
you're,
what I figure.
But then you are judged by the laws of the sea, and if you're found guilty, you're made to walk the plank.
Or keelhauled.
There we go, you see.
That's not nice.
It's not great.
Why don't you do a Kate O'Mara and sunbathe on the deck? Topless.
Sunbathe, it would be tricky because I can barely see a bit of red sky in this far distance.
Richard,
looking out the back
said
of it.
You said anything goes.
Anything goes? Right.
I don't think you're as committed to this as you made out you are.
Well, I am, so, I mean, I could do that. I'm sure this group... Rather
Richard, have a piddle over the edge, sir. Or if you're feeling bold, hang your bum over the edge and drop your load. And with that, Richard is gone. He was so excited by that suggestion, he couldn't hang around anymore. It had to be done. It had to be done. For some reason, one of the stories I've got written down, and I can't remember why. Let's have a look in the papers. It's about weeing.
I mean... 8 minutes in and we're already here.
Nah, do you know what? I thought we were too safe yesterday. Let's give them the real show, then they can tell us what's wrong with it, okay? 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. It's a late night phone-in show, unlike any other phone-in show, in that it's quite rude, it's quite filthy, and we will talk about absolutely anything. Here we go. Workers for tech giant Apple. I don't know if you've heard of them. They're quite successful with the computers and the phones. Although, of course, I made the leap. I got off the Apple phone treadmill. I wish I'd gotten off the computer treadmill, but I'm stuck in there. But I got off the iPhone treadmill when I cracked the screen of my life. I kept cracking the screens. And it's like £150 to repair it.
I remember your screen going, and it was in the back of your jean pocket.
Yeah, yeah.
How did that happen?
I don't know, but I spent a fortune. And then the last one, the screen was cracked, but I could live with it, and then I dropped it down the toilet, and it was going to break. So I bought a Huawei, for £200, right? And it does everything I need it to do. It does video, it does internet browsing,
and
it does
good
phone
cameras.
They've got very good cameras. I've got to be honest, it's a little bit glitchy from time to time. And for some reason, here's the annoying thing. The BBC radio iPlayer is always running in the background.
Oh.
So if I hook it up to my car, as you can do with the Bluetooth, and go to audio, it just constantly plays the BBC. I can't switch it off. Anyway, that's by the by. But of course, now Huawei is a political... football.
Mm-hmm.
And Google are saying, well, we're not going to let Huawei update any of its Google stuff anymore.
No apps.
So I'm screwed.
Because for a couple of months there, it felt like you'd found
I'd beaten the
golden fleece.
I had beaten the pocket telephonic system had been beaten for £200. I was quids in, and it was a great phone, but now it's useless. And also today I was really, it's really hit and miss when
what
that's why Hey Google didn't work. Hey Google.
Yeah, no, they're not talking anymore.
Oh, it's doing it now. Hey Google, set an alarm for 2 minutes, please.
All right, your alarm's set for tomorrow at 2 a.m.
No, Google. Cancel my 2 a.m. alarm, please. Hey, Google. Flip, he's now... Hang on, sorry. Hey, Google. Cancel my 2 a.m. alarm, please. Hey, Google. Cancel my 2 a.m. alarm, please. Hey, Google... Well, the point I was trying to make is...
Fortunately, you'll still be awake at 2 a.m.
Luckily, this is the point I was making. The alarm is very, very hit and miss. Sometimes it goes, sometimes it doesn't, which means I don't allow myself to relax enough to fall asleep completely, so I'm awake to...
You're clenched.
Yeah. Well, hey, Google, set an alarm for 2 minutes' time, please.
Okay, your alarm's set for 10:14 p.m.
Okay, now we will see... If it's going to work or not, because it's very, very hit and miss. But should I be worried that I've got a Huawei? First of all, I couldn't care less about the Chinese spying on me. Could not give a stuff I'm very polite about the Chinese. I like the food. I like the kung fu. And I have relatives who are partly Chinese. So I've not got any problem with them.
That's all three boxes ticked.
All three boxes ticked. I don't have any problem with that whatsoever. But if Google are going to deny me my rights as a pocket telephone owner to update my apps, then God damn it, I'm furious. And do I need to buy another telephone? 0344-499-1000. Paul's called in. Paul, can you help me with my phone? Hey, Paul.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Can you help me with my phone?
What's the matter with it?
It's a Huawei.
A what?
A Huawei.
A Huawei.
A Huawei.
What's a Huawei?
You know, like my way or the Huawei.
My phone's a Huawei. Can you help me?
Well, I'm using my mum's phone anyway. I don't.
Well, what, hang on. What phone has your mum got?
Oh, hold on. Like a Samsung.
Okay. I think, is it a pocket telephone or a landline?
It's a pocket one.
Okay, well then you're fine because you're going to be able to update your apps. On my Huawei, I will be unable to update my apps. Can you help
me? It doesn't do it. It's just a basic phone. Downloads or internet on it. It's just a basic £10 phone, just phone and text.
The alarm's gone off. There we go. There we go. That worked. Well, this is a great phone call, Paul. I really feel we're getting to know each other's phones. Maybe our phones could go out on a date. Who knows? And make lovely.
Well, he can't speak for his mum's phone.
Lovely little pages. Yes.
About you say about we.
About what?
Wee-in.
Oh yes, we've not done that story yet. But yes, the wee-in. Yes.
Oh God. When I was very young, when I used to go to school, I was quite shy going to the toilet. But now I'm older, I can't go because I compress myself in.
Hang on, you can't go because of what?
Because I was so shy when I was young, going to the toilet.
Yes.
That I find it difficult now to go in the toilet, and I'm on tablets for it.
Tablets for the toilet?
Yeah, Tamsulosin.
You can't ever go to the toilet?
No, because the doctor said, because I've held myself in for so long. I was shy.
For years?
Since it was.
Gosh, that must hurt.
That the muscles, really hurt. And the muscles are tense, so I've got to take tablets to.
Gosh.
Stop it from being so tense.
Okay, this is just wheeze, is it? Or is it,
No, it's just number one.
Just number one. Okay, that's great. Well, what can we do to help? Would it help if you urinated while you were on your mum's Samsung telephone to me now? Would that help? Because we won't judge you. We will not judge you for urinating.
I've just been in the toilet.
Okay, so it's worked. So it's, you're getting better.
No, it's. I'm just saying, I'm not the only one who suffers from it. There's plenty of other people.
Is there a name for this?
The doctor said it was because I was shy when I was young, and I was very into myself, and I wouldn't go toilet in front of anybody.
Don't they call it shy bladder?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you have to retrain it, but I can't do that, so you don't...
You need to... Here's what I would suggest you do, Paul. And it's something I've done in the past. For different reasons, but it's something I've done in the past.
Oh God,
You need to drink a lot of water, then find a public toilet at a train station or a shopping centre, and just stand at the urinal all day long.
Oh, yeah, I'll have some lovely looks.
You might get some lovely looks as well, if you're lucky, but just stand there with your willy out all day long and just whiz when you need to. That means wee.
Yeah, I'll take my salad with me.
Salad?
Don't eat it in the toilet, though, love. It's not nice. Okay. Although some women do call it shaking the lettuce, don't they?
Oh dear.
So these tablets, what do they do? If you take one, does it make you go, or is
no,
it just...
They stop tensing your muscles. It relaxes your muscles.
Yeah.
If you look on the internet, Tamsulosin or something.
Okay.
And they really relax all your muscles. So you actually go. It's really clever, like what they do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Paul, listen, if you feel the urge to urinate later on, give us a call, and we will sit and hold your hand, metaphorically, obviously.
Yeah, I'll go to the train station tomorrow.
Well, okay. All right. Nice one, Paul. Thanks so much.
Now, here's the thing. Obviously, I've never looked up Tamsulosin.
Yeah.
But I put Tam into my Google just then, and it offered me, the first thing it offered me was Tamsulosin. This stuff is listening to us, isn't it?
All of this equipment is listening to us. Of course it is. Of course it is.
Google.
Thank you, Paul. That was fascinating. Anyone else got a shy bladder, then give us a call. We are here to help. We want to help you. It's a phenomenon. Da-da-da-da-da. But we can help. 03-444-991000. The late night alternative every weeknight with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle, only on Talk Radio.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. The late night alternative, Ian Lee. Catherine Boyle, you alright?
I'm alright.
I know you're alright. I've been sat in an office with you for 4 hours, so I don't even know why I'm asking that. But someone who I don't know if she's doing alright, it's Karen. So I'm going to ask Karen, are you doing alright? What's wrong with these people? It's such a thing. Hello, Karen.
Hello,
Karen. Lovely to have you here this evening as we do the show.
Hear you very well, Ian.
Lovely to have you here, Karen! Can you hear me now?
You're in the distance, but yes, I can hear you a bit better.
Okay, do I need to keep shouting?
No, you don't, no. You mentioned earlier that you have a Huawei smartphone.
Not a Huawei not-so-smartphone nowadays. Mm.
Right, what model have you got?
I don't know. It's the Honor 8 or something? I don't know.
Right, it's an Honor phone. Yes, it's still a Huawei smartphone. Honor are their sister company.
Yes, I know.
All Honor and Huawei devices that are current will carry on to get app updates and software updates.
Yes! So what?
Ongoing.
So what's this nonsense about them not being updated?
The ones that won't be updated and that possibly won't have access to the Google Play Store on certain Google apps will be the ones that are coming in the future,
i.e. the ones
that are about to come onto the market.
Oh.
Existing devices will continue to receive app updates, software updates.
Can I ask, am I talking to Siri?
I actually rang them myself. I have two Huawei phones and I was concerned.
Siri,
myself.
Pause.
And,
Siri, start.
I would advise anyone who's, including yourself,
Ian, who's
also listening to the show as well tonight, that if they have a Huawei or Honor device, to contact Huawei's technical department for further advice.
Hey, Siri, what's the weather like tomorrow?
Oh, tomorrow it will be 18 degrees and it will be sunny and warmish, I would call it.
Hey, Siri, what are the odds on Theresa May still being Prime Minister by the weekend?
I can't answer that one.
Go on, so we've got Siri on the phone, Cathy.
Have
a go. Go on, you do one.
Hey, Siri, who is Ian Lee?
Oh.
The presenter of the late night show on Talk Radio.
There we go. Well, Siri, it's always a pleasure to talk to our robotic friends. Thank you very much indeed. Hang on a minute. Stay there, Siri. Danny?
Hello?
Have you got a question for Siri?
Siri?
Yes?
I'm not wearing any underpants. Is there a possibility I could end up in jail?
As long as you've got a pair of trousers on, I don't think so.
Yes, okay, I'll be fine then.
Lovely, Siri. Thank you very much indeed, Siri. Oh, actual Siri phoning in, that's incredible. Sounds a little bit more, for some reason it's not hanging up on here. I wonder, let me try. Can you hang that up, Sam? I can't seem to hang up there. Some reason, Siri's a little bit more emotive when I'm using it on my phone. That call was a little bit flat. I don't quite know.
But very informative.
Happened there. We can't seem to, hang on a second, we can't seem to cut Siri. Siri, are you still there?
Yes, I'm going now. Well, I hope that's answered your question about your honour divine.
It has a lot. But, Siri, why can't I hang you up?
I'm going now.
Thank you, Siri. Siri, hang up.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Okay. Can't hang up on her. There we go.
Isn't it clever what they can do these days?
Oh,
there you go.
Can't put the fuck... hello? Siri? No. Still there. Jeez.
I think you have to hang up at your end.
This is the thing. We can't hang up. I'm hitting the hang up button and it won't do it.
What? I can't seem to cut you off at this end either.
Oh, gosh.
Right, put the phone down.
No, you hang up.
No, you hang up. Put the phone down and... No, wait. Put the phone down.
Yeah.
And count to five and then pick the phone up, and that should do it.
Rightio.
There we go. Goodbye.
Bye.
One, two, three, four, five. She's gone. That was weird. Hey, Danny.
Hey, Siri. I mean, Ian.
Yes, Danny. Yes.
Feels a bit weird talking to you without any pants on.
Well, Kath, you should have put some on.
I've just bathed myself and bathed my beard. I've got a beard like you had, Ian, and, yes.
Get rid of it. Beards are gone. Beards are done. They are history. And also, you didn't just... I bathed myself. No, you didn't. You bathed yourself.
You bathed yourself. I sat in the bath for 3 hours, wallowing.
Oh.
Well, what's wrong?
No, I don't know, sadness.
Sadness.
This is member number 24. I know your system doesn't say it anymore.
It doesn't say it anymore. Don't know where you're from, don't know your number, don't know anything about you. By the way, yes. There's about 6 or 7 people that still haven't got their membership cards. They're going out tomorrow. They would have been posted today, but the post office was shut. Here's why I think the post office was shut, right? So the area where I live, Danny...
Yes.
There was a big old funeral today... I don't know which specific travelling community, so I'm just going to say from members of the travelling community, right? Big old funeral. It was beautiful, right? Beautiful. I would say 100 cars in a procession.
Yeah.
Big trucks with flowers all over.
And when we passed
by... Did any of them have road tax?
Sorry?
Did any of them have road tax?
Come on now, Danny. Steady.
People I'm talking about.
When we went past the chemist, people were standing outside watching, weren't they? And I heard them saying, I remember Betty. We used to do her prescriptions.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful procession. Amazing flowers. You've really gone to town on it. And the post office was shut due to technical problems, right? But then I looked at my local Facebook page, and a member of the community had written, thanks so much for everyone who was respectful during our funeral. Sorry that we closed down the village a little bit. Apologies. I hope that was okay. And I just posted a comment saying, nice flowers. And, you know, a few people posted some comments. And then someone posted, isn't it a shame that some of the shops felt the need to close down while your funeral was on? The implication being that because it was a travelling community funeral, that some shops possibly feared there was going to be a little bit of argy-bargy, little bit of trouble. And I wonder if that's why the post office was closed down, because they thought, these blooming gypsies, once they've got their nan in the ground, they're going to come...
They'll be posting letters willy-nilly.
They'll be looting, because the local post office also sells candles. They'll be looting Yankee candles. You know, it's going to be... And I just thought, that's a weird old thing to do.
We may be being unfair. The sign in the window said there were technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties. But there were other shops that were closed because of the funeral. Isn't that weird? Well, no, that is weird. I mean, imagine if it were another specific racial group. There was a funeral of people of colour. So some of the shops have closed down. Or there's a Jewish funeral taking place. Oh, we've got to close some of the shops just in case it kicks off. You know what those guys are like.
The Italians are in town. Yeah. Put the shutters down.
Yeah, and they closed some shops. And I just thought that was weird and a little bit disappointing. Anyway, Danny, what you got for us?
A couple of things. People can't hear you properly. I can hear Kath perfectly, but when you're talking to someone and they have noise reduction turned on the phone, so whenever you go quiet, it cuts the sound off. It sounds like you're doing that.
So hang on. So you can hear Kath, but you can't hear me?
Yeah, you're waving in and out.
Flipping heck. Sam, can you fault report the fact that... Here's the thing. This is the only show that gets phone calls, right? So we are basically the guinea pigs for the phones. So the thing is now, they can hear Kath, they can't hear me.
But what
I can hear you, you're just warbling in and out a little bit.
No, that's just rude.
But what I was getting on Twitter were people saying that Ian's voice sounded, like, nice and
clear. No, that was afterwards. That was listening again.
I was listening again.
So this is on the phones now. Kath is clear. Can you hear me well enough, Danny, or do I have to say what I want to say to Catherine and then she repeats it to you?
No, that photo you took on Twitter, I'm looking at that and I can hear you perfectly.
Because you're looking at a photo of me?
Yeah, I'm mind reading.
Okay.
I think I'm mind reading.
Shall I cut you off?
No, I've got two questions.
Well, get to the flipping questions,
right,
then.
I've got an Honor 8X as well, stunning phone. The gist of it is, the new phones that are going to come out, you won't be at Gmail, Google, or the App Store. And what happened to the Saturn? I was watching you when you had the white plug problem.
The Sega Saturn is going to be, I think I've got the lead for it now, tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock, twitch.tv/Ian Lee. It's going to be Sega Rally for an hour. Are you in, brother?
Woof.
Woof indeed. Now let's see
bye
if I can.
Bye.
I can't cut him off.
Oh, I shall cut myself off. 3, 2, 1. Back in the room.
I can't cut people off on my phone-in show, the only show that gets phone calls.
Can you fade them down?
Well, yeah, but that means they're still there. We're still totally dependent on them putting the phone down. If someone decides not to hang up, we're stuck with them
all night, yeah.
Man alive, this is Talk Radio.
Take a trip into the alternate reality of late night radio.
I think I'm in something like The Matrix, and so are you.
The Late Night Alternative.
Hello, hello.
With Ian Lee.
Is there anybody out there?
On Talk Radio.
Hello.
You could have driven a bus through that gap. I know it's not your fault, Sam. We're having a few problems in the new studio. It's fine. We'll get there. You know, we are the show that gets the most phone calls, so it takes a while. And CJ, we can't call you back for some reason. There are some people who've called in that we just can't call back because the system isn't letting Sam phone everybody back. Unfortunately, he's been able to phone Rainbow George back. Good evening, George.
Good evening, Ian, Kath.
Hello.
George.
How are we going? How are you feeling about our 2020 Eurovision bet?
What did I bet? £2,020 that your song won't win Eurovision.
Yeah.
Feeling very confident about it. Very, very confident. Is this a real bet?
Of course it's a real bet.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I can see why you spun all that cash away. Yes.
No, I think you're going to be very happy to lose this bet.
For those who missed it yesterday, just tell us exactly what the bet is.
The bet is that a song called A New Song, subtitled Let's Tick Together, is going to win the 2020 Eurovision
Song
Contest.
And the lyrics are written by you.
Yes, and the lyrics are being circulated, and many different music bands are putting their own musical interpretation on these words.
And we have bet £2,020, and this is great, because I couldn't quite remember what the bet was to win it, which it is, or to just get into the final. I mean, either way, I think my money's pretty safe. But now now I know that the song to win, then, mate, you might as well. Don't die before next year, George. Don't die before next year. I want that money. Dennis from Dunstable owed me money, and then he carked it. Don't you cark it as well.
Well, I'll try not to, but I think at least you should know what the words of this song are.
Beautiful. Let's hear them. Let's hear them.
There's 132 of them.
132 words. Okay.
Magical, mystical, musical, marvellous.
Bollocks.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Listen here and try to understand. Come on, come on. Let's tick. Let's tick together. Let's mark what's right. Let's tick together. Let's spark the light. We are the music makers.
How many words have we done so far?
I don't know.
Okay.
We are the music makers. We are the dreamers of dreams. We are the movers and shakers of the world forever, it seems.
Yeah.
bands of parties, wonder party bands. We're playing our ways to wonderlands, where all will be lovely, free and fair, with happy people everywhere.
Where? Okay, this is written by you or by a child?
Those words were written by a guy called O'Shaughnessy.
Somebody O'Shaughnessy. This is, I mean, this is awful.
It's not awful.
It is, trust me, this is awful.
How are the BBC dealing with it? You've submitted it, right?
Can I finish the lyric?
No, because it's terrible. Catherine asks a good question. Catherine, yeah. Ask it again.
So have you submitted this to the BBC?
Not yet, no.
Okay, when are you going to do it?
When we've got enough versions of it.
Because so I think you need to kind of get in pretty soon.
Why is that? It's a year to go.
Yeah, all right. Or you could leave it. You could leave it 11 months and just drop it off. You know, the day before
or
the
maybe
competition.
Get someone else to do it for you.
Yeah, they do these things. You know, I know it's a year's time, but they're already thinking about next year's competition. You know that.
Yeah, well,
don't
you? I'm not saying it's going to be our entry, but it's going to be some country. It's going to be some country's entry. Our bet is on this will be the winning song, not which country is going to put it up as the winning song.
Okay, all right, fine. Okay, good. Okay, so have you made contact with any countries?
No.
Okay.
No, these are early days. But anyway, it finishes
feels
off.
It's like final days, but go on.
It finishes off. The lyric finishes.
That's okay. No, I think we've got the vibe. I think we've got the vibe of it. Well, okay. Come on, George. You know this isn't going to win Eurovision.
I am quite convinced that it is going to win Eurovision.
Where have you got that from?
I'm convinced that you're going to be very happy to see it win.
No, George, come on, man, right? You're a sensible guy. I know we lock horns from time to time, but you're a sensible guy. You know this song isn't going to win Eurovision.
No, I don't.
Well, then you're more nuts than I thought you were. If you genuinely believe this has a chance in hell of even making the competition, let alone winning it, then you need to go and see a doctor, man. You need to put down the weed.
I haven't smoked any weed for some time.
You need to pick up the weed, because this is insane thinking.
No, I'm an apprentice prophet.
Saying that. It doesn't mean anything.
Yes, it does. It means I'm making a prophecy. I can't know if my prophecy is going to come true or not.
This ain't going to work. This ain't going to work.
Well, we've got a bet on it. So,
I'm genuinely going to take your money. I am going to take your money. I'm not going to do one of those, I'm a nice guy, you keep it, or give it to charity. I'm taking that £2,020.
No, you're going to be very happy to lose this £2,020.
I'm not going to lose.
You are.
Okay, well, there's the arrogance.
That's sorted.
Yeah.
That's sorted. Yeah. Again, arrogance. And,
yes.
And something else you said to me the other night.
Here we go. You said
I'm always talking about phone calls I've made to other radio stations.
You're talking about a phone call you made the other night, so
sorry?
Proceed.
To this radio station.
Okay, but you're always talking about previously on Rainbow George.
No, but I can't remember talking to you about one recent telephone call I've made to any radio station.
You have done, loads of times, and the fact you can't remember it means that actually maybe I should go a little bit softer on you because there's obviously something wrong with you.
Tell me of one recent radio phone call that I've spoken.
You talked about Radio Belfast. You talked about
Radio Ulster.
You talked about your phone call to Mike Dickin. You talked about phone.
That was in 1985, for heaven's sake, Ian.
Yes, you talk about phone calls that you make to other radio stations all
many,
the time.
Many, many years ago.
All the time.
I didn't talk all about a phone call I made to BBC Any Answers a few weeks ago.
You're doing it now.
So
you're literally doing it now.
Yeah, but I didn't speak to you about it.
You're doing it now.
I'm saying I talk about calls I've made a long time ago.
You're doing it now, though. You're telling me about your call to BBC any questions or any answers.
Yes. Any questions. And anyway.
That's all you do is all your phone calls are about other phone calls you've made.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. There's the arrogance. I'm telling you a fact, and you are denying a fact.
Arrogance.
Yes, you're arrogant. You're incorrect. You're arrogant. I am telling you a fact, and you are denying a fact. You are a fact denier.
No, I'm not.
You're doing it there. It is a fact that you deny facts, and you're denying that fact.
Admitting that I speak to you about calls that I've made a long time ago in an attempt to show that what I'm talking about, I've been talking about for a long time now.
Your song is not going to win Eurovision. Tell me one thing you've done, one event that you've hosted, one thing you've put on that's been successful and has achieved what you set out to achieve.
I'd have to think about that.
Okay. Anyone from the past 40 years?
I started in 1984. That's when I first started calling into radio stations.
Telling us about calls to radio stations. I'm not asking about that. One event that you've put on that has been successful?
Depends what one calls successful.
I will tell you.
You were satisfied and happy with.
The initial idea that you had came to fruition. George.
Nearly succeeding.
Not nearly. I want one that was successful.
The best was when there was a period of time when I was putting up candidates in elections and trying to get no votes.
Yes.
At all.
Right. Work? It didn't work. You got votes. So that was unsuccessful.
No, we got one vote an election in Cardiff.
Yes.
We had a candidate, a singer called Catherine Taylor Dawson.
Yes. And she got a vote. So that was unsuccessful.
What about the thing
where people had to, it was free to get in, but they had to pay to get out? How did that one work?
That was April the 14th, 1985. Yeah. A penny to get in and £3 to get out. That was meant to set the whole wonderful, peaceful revolution
and
in motion.
And how did that go?
It did, well, people paid a penny to get in, but they didn't pay £3 to get out.
So it failed.
It depends what one calls failure.
Well, the failure, the success is you have an idea, you act on the idea, and the thing that you wanted to happen happens. That didn't happen there, so that's failure.
Did you ever see the A-Team, George?
No.
Okay, well, in the A-Team, they loved it when a plan came together, right? Have you ever said that? Have you ever said, that happened just as I thought it would?
No, but the Wonder Party, Bands Party, is emerging now and is going to be successful.
Oh, okay. All right, George. Well, listen, nice to talk to you, man. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
So what we're going to do is we're going to wait. We're going to listen to nature. There it is. Okay.
Oh, that's loud.
It's
nature.
Loud. Okay. We'll listen to nature. We're going to wait for a call and we're going to take any calls that come in now, between now and Paul Ross coming in at one, we're going to take straight to air. It's 1:15 on a Wednesday night, Thursday morning. It's that kind of mid, sort of approaching the weekend, but it's sort of the middle of the week. It's that weird sort of strange time when no one really knows what's going on. And I think we need to wait. And take whatever calls we get between now and one, we're going to take straight to air. Don't swear, don't be libelous. Play nice, as most of you have done this evening. I just feel we're going to capture some magic that we haven't had the phone call this show deserves yet. So, 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. We are going to take calls straight to air and we're going to just see what happens. We're going to get that phone call that we all deserve. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Right. We're having no bad language in this last 15 minutes.
It's the call we all deserve.
I mean, it's not the one we want.
And here's what we're going to do. Just be quiet, Andre. Here's what we're going to do. This is how we're going to play it.
What?
Shut up. Andre stays... Shut up! Andre stays on until someone else calls in. This is what we're doing. He stays on until someone else calls in. So if no one calls in, Andre goes. Okay?
Ah, lovely. Can I have the airwaves for a minute?
Someone's just called in. Line two, you're on the wireless.
Good night.
No, you have to stay there until the next person calls in.
Oh.
Ah, yes. 03444
We're passing the Chattern.
That's the Chattern. That's all I had, he says. Well, I'm sorry. You don't get off that lightly, anonymous mystery. Yet good-natured caller, that's a nice thing to phone up and wish us a good night. May I ask, caller, and you don't have to answer any of these questions. Are you in bed?
Yep.
Okay, someone else has just called in, so you can say good night. Let's go to line three. Good evening, line three. You have to stay until we get another caller.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. It's Chris again. Hi, guys.
Hello, Chris.
Yeah, I wanted Andre to shut up.
You were doing a service.
Yeah, everybody wanted Andre to shut up. We've got to say goodbye to you, Chris, as we go to line four. Good evening, line four.
Oh, I was looking forward to hearing Andre singing 14th Floor.
Andre is not singing. Don't tell him where we are for crying out loud, Raymond. Don't let anybody know. I don't want anyone. Well, actually, no. People can turn up here. No one's getting in. Security in this place is so hot tonight, isn't it?
Fortress.
They are all over the place. Ray, you have to stay with us until another call comes in, I'm afraid. So,
fair enough.
That's fair enough. Have you got anything you want to say, or shall I chat to you?
Let's chat. Let's keep it lighthearted.
What's going on in tell me three things that you are that happened to you today or that were in your life today that you are grateful for?
I was raking the garden, the back lawn.
Let's go to line five. Hello, line five. You're on until another caller calls in. I like this game. How have I only just thought of this game? This is fun. Go on, line five.
Last verse of a new song. A world of wonders is ours to make, so come on, for heaven's sake. Let's tick together. Let's mark what's right. Let's tick together. Let's spark the light.
Spark the light. But you don't spark a light. Oh, I suppose you could. Spark. No, you can't put the phone down. He's put the phone down.
Of course, he's going to spoil it.
Luckily, someone else has called in. Hello, line six. You're on the wireless. You have to stay on line six until somebody else calls in.
Hang on, did George just put the phone down and leave someone else to finish the job?
Yeah, of course he did. Story of the life. Yes, line six. That's you. Hello. Well, luckily, someone else has called in. Line seven, you're on the air.
It's Chris again. I just didn't want to hear any more of that terrible music.
Oh, Chris is great at blocking boring old men.
I'm a huge fan, so I thought I'd help you out.
Well, thank you, Chris. And do you know what, buddy? I'm a huge fan of yours. Tell me about yourself, Chris. Why are you up at this time of night?
I stay up to listen to your show, to be fair. I don't watch TV or nothing, and your show's the highlight of my day.
Are you working? Are you up in the morning for anything? Do you not work? Are you on a break? What's going on?
I run a farm. I'm a chili farmer at the moment, and I have ducks and chickens and whatnot, and I'm raising chicks. That's my job. I pretty much work from home.
Mate, I want to ask you so much more, but I have to let you go. He's a chili farmer.
Chili Chris from now on.
Chili Chris. Hello, line seven. You're on the wireless. That's you. That's you, line seven. You're on until someone else calls in.
Oh, mate.
Yes, you.
Well, it's been a beautiful day for gardening today, as you know. I've been out there cutting the lawn and doing the boulders, and it was absolutely beautiful. And plus, I've filled up all the wheelie bins, and I've raked the garden, my trees, wonderful, all with fruces.
Please, someone else call in 03444991000.
The airwaves.
No, we can't get you
I've
off the airwaves.
All to myself.
Yes. No one can get you. You have got it all to yourself.
Yeah, thank you very much. As I was saying.
Please do. Carry on, and we'll wait until someone else calls in.
Yes, well, I'd like to have my say.
Hello, Line 8. You're on the wireless. You're on until someone else calls in.
This is Line 8 standing by.
Oh, jeez. Please, someone call in. Please, someone else call in. It's a guy doing farts down the phone.
At this point, the bosses are going to say, oh, I wonder what they're up to on the air at the moment. Let's just...
Oh, God.
Let's have a listen.
I'm looking forward to listening to Paul Ross tonight. I'll put it on a few minutes early and we'll see...
Stress!
Oh, Line 9, just in time.
How you doing?
Is it Chris again?
It is indeed.
Chilly Chris!
Okay, this is good. What's a chili farm? Well, I know what a chili farm is. Oh, Chris, we have to go to Line 9. Hello, Line 9.
Hello, and welcome to Earth. How the hell are you guys?
Very, very well. It was a bumpy journey, but we made it.
I know. How exciting. I've been stalking you on... not stalking you like the other time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Right, thank you. Yes.
Following, I think that's the word.
There we go. That's better.
But yes, I can beat Chilly Chris.
Go on.
Because I've got a more unusual job.
Go on. What's more unusual than being a chili farmer? We'll find out maybe later on. We have to go on to Line 1 now. Sorry, Line 9. Hello, Line 1. You're on the wireless until somebody else calls up.
Oh, dear God. Who are these people calling? you're the best.
Let's go to Line 2. Hello, Line 2. You're on the wireless.
Just saving you from farts and gardeners, my friend.
Farts and gardeners. I love it. What's your name, my friend?
It's Adam again.
Hey, Adam, we have to go to Line 5. Hello, Line 5.
Give me hope, Joanna. Give me hope, Joanna. Give me hope, Joanna, in the morning sun. Give me hope, Joanna. Give me hope, Joanna. Give me hope, Joanna, in the morning sun. What? Anyone else want to sing a song with me?
No, you got to carry on. You're on your own. Good luck.
Oh, man.
Yeah, come on, you've phoned in, you know the rules.
Sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're glad to be gay.
Do you want to try and sing a song you know the words? Go on then, let's have something else. I think everybody's at home listening to you struggle to sing, I'm afraid.
Where's Andre gone?
Do you know any Beatles songs? Everyone knows a Beatles song, apart from Nigel from Maidstone.
Penny Lane.
Nope.
How can you not know how can you not know any songs? You've been saved by Line 2. Hello, Line 2. You're on the wireless until someone else calls in.
Is in love with rock and roll, wow. Is in love with Ken Stone, wow. Is in love with Jane Jones, wow. He don't like it, fine job, no. And he knows...
Hello, Line 3, you're on the wireless.
I feel like I'm the youngest person listening to this show right now. It's hilarious.
How old are you?
Well, I'm 21, but, like, I can't believe what I'm hearing. I'm just lying in bed, but I can't sleep. It makes me laugh.
Listen, I'm lying in bed. I am asleep, and this is the fevered nightmare that I'm having right now. What's your name? We won't find out because we have to go to Line 4. Line 4, you're on the wireless.
What the hell is wrong with people?
Line 4 was too... You were too slow. We're going to go to Line 5. Line 5, you're on the wireless. Hello?
Me?
You.
You?
Oh, it's me. Is Chilly Chris single?
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Well, this is getting very mysterious, right? We're trying to call Professor Joe Lavens, right? And the phone's not going through. The phone is not connecting with Professor Joe Lavens. This is insane. Absolutely insane. I think we're managing to make a connection now. Did I get that number wrong?
Yeah.
That's exactly the number that comes up on my phone that we've been texting each other on. Yeah. How weird. How peculiar. How peculiar. Okay, well, if you've ever seen a UFO, if you've ever been involved in any kind of UFO situation, do give us a call, because we'd like to hear your theory on it. But this is a great story. It's in a lot of the papers today. The US admits probing UFO reports. The Pentagon has confirmed for the first time that it investigates possible UFO sightings. The Department of Defense said a secret initiative called the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, the AATIP, RTIP, did research into unidentified aerial phenomena. Although the program shut in 2012, spokesman Christopher Sherwood acknowledged it still investigates. He said the department is always concerned about identification of all our aircraft in our environment, as well as identifying any foreign capability that may be a threat. Well, I'm thrilled to say we've got one of the leading authorities on this. He's an author, he's a lecturer, and he's a professor. It's Professor Joe Lavens. Good evening, Professor.
Good evening. It's great to speak to you again, Ian. As you know, I dealt with this a lot over the years, and we've had a lot of discussions about this sort of thing.
Professor, can I interrupt? Sorry, it's sounding very, very muffled, Professor.
Can you hear me now?
I know we've had trouble getting through to you, and I'm wondering if the governments don't want us to actually speak on this.
That is a possibility. I know you're joking about that, but that is certainly a possibility. I'm standing up now in my study.
Okay,
lovely. Can you hear me now?
I can. What can you see in your study?
Well, I believe, I've sent you details of my work over the years. Yeah. I've got a lot of source material here. I've got, as I look around me now, I've got a telescope here pointed up to the stars. Yeah. I've got a lot of books. I've got a lot of research. I've got a lot of research from my students.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some drawings, some diagrams I've done of aliens that I have met. And before you scoff.
No scoffing here. Listen, as you know, Professor, I saw a UFO when I lived in North London with my now ex-wife. I don't think the aliens had anything to do with that.
Right.
I've seen a UFO, but you've actually met aliens.
Yes, I have, and I'm just here now. I'm just going on to my email. I'm going to send you a picture. It's a diagram, and what it was, this is 2003.
Okay, you send it over, and I'll tweet it out for you.
Did you receive what I sent you earlier, which is it's a recording of some white noise, an alien, I believe it was an extraterrestrial, made contact with me through my TV.
And this is connected with, because I'm gonna retweet the picture that you sent me.
Right.
From Professor, just put Prof because it's quicker, Joe Lavens.
Right.
And I'm gonna we do hashtag TLNA. So I'm gonna send that out. And then this audio I'm about to play, I haven't had a time to listen to this. What is it? What are we about to hear?
This, what you're about to hear right now, Ian, is 2003. This is in New Jersey. I was receiving messages through my TV set.
Yeah.
And it's an alien. And if you listen carefully to what he's saying, I don't want to enhance the audio at all, but what this extraterrestrial was saying to me was, we come in peace.
Okay. So we're listening for we come in peace. Okay, let's have a little listen.
Right,
this is an actual recording. Here we go.
Don't hurt it. Did you hear that?
I did hear that. Just so if you just tuned in, that is freaky. You're listening to The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. We're joined by Professor Great. Joe Lavens, a ufologist. Joe, I'm going to play that again. Just tell me again what that is we're listening to.
I had not long before, if you tweet out or somehow tell your listeners what the photo I sent you, that is of a UFO, and it's in New Jersey, 2003. You see the moon in the background. You can see a blue pod.
I'm looking at it now,
blue pod that I believe landed near my house, and I believe that aliens were trying to make contact with me. They know my work. Certainly have put the call out there that I want to speak to aliens, to extraterrestrials.
And they communicated with you, and how did you record this before I play this again?
Oh, this was just on a cassette. This was just on a cassette.
Okay, let's have a quick
This came through your television.
This came through my TV set. Okay. I mean, I know it sounds a little bit poltergeistish, but...
Okay, well, let's just have a listen again. The movie, of course, yeah. Let's just have a listen again. Here we go.
Don't hurt him.
Can I ask, why would an alien be saying, I am an alien, I am an alien?
Ian, if I knew those kind of answers, I would be a very rich man. My research says that they are communicating with us in a way that we understand.
Mm-hmm.
If we use their language, I'm not sure that people all over the world will be able to understand what they're trying to say. So they're trying to speak to us in layman's terms.
Okay, I think,
I've had a diagram through.
Is that from the professor?
Yeah.
Okay,
but wow. Can you see that? I just sent that through just
that's
now.
Quite
if you could send that on to me, Catherine, I'll tweet that out.
Okay.
And if you could describe what it is we're about to see.
I've drawn a TV set and basically what I saw that night, 2003, April 2003.
Okay, so because I've not got it yet. It's a drawing of a TV set.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're doing, Ian. I understand that you don't really I understand. I get the tone of your voice. I understand what this is all about.
I'm not doing anything. I thought you were going to give us a photograph. What? It's a drawing of a TV set.
It's a diagram.
Excuse me, if you're there and someone is talking to you through your TV set...
As they do every night when I watch the news.
Excuse me, I did not have time to grab a camera. This is 2003. I'd not long had a mobile... I didn't know they had a mobile phone at that time.
No, they had those little flip cameras. Did you have a little...
I had one of those or, you know, Olympus trip, something like that. I may have had that at that time.
Okay, but you didn't reach for instead... You drew...
What happens is, in my line of work, you know, you're forever interpreting what you've seen that may happen through a diagram.
Do you send
and
that picture
my over? Camera, yeah, I keep in the hall. We have a kind of bureau I keep in the hall, and it was not near the TV set at the time.
Okay.
So I'd have to go through the hall, basically, down the corridor.
Okay. Let's move on a little bit.
Right.
When was the last time? I've got the picture now, actually. Oh, excuse me. I've got the picture now. White noise interference, unfriendly gesture it was doing.
That's right. You look at the picture I've done.
Penis with stuff coming out of the end.
He had stuff coming out the end of his penis. Yeah, it was elongated.
What was that? What do we think? What do we think that was?
It was an effluent of some kind, a spermazole or something like that. But the penis was a standard penis. It was quite a long penis, an alien penis with the stuff coming out.
I'm gonna tweet that. So was that the last time you had an encounter with an alien? Hello, Professor?
A physical encounter, yes. I have received messages through my, telepathically. Late at night, I can be going to sleep, and I hear a voice, and it might say, tell them, something like that. I don't know what the message is, what they want from me. But they want, I see very much, I'm a kind of...
So you hear voices when you fall asleep?
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do, sir.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Can I ask, and this is not in any way flippant question at all...
Right.
Are you on medication?
This is what I'm talking about, Ian.
Yeah.
You have got me on here. You know, recognize, you've dealt with me before, and I've had a lot of people coming on insulting me.
Not insult, I don't mean to insult you.
Excuse me, sir. I've sent you a drawing, an illustration of what I saw that night.
Yep.
You've already questioned that because I didn't have a camera close to hand.
Okay.
What I'm saying to you is if you see that, there's white noise, you have a TV, and someone is communicating to you or something is communicating to you through the TV, you don't necessarily have time to frame a photograph.
Okay.
Now you're suggesting that I have got some kind of illness, and I'm hearing voices.
Okay.
I'm telling you what happened.
Can I read you some of the comments on Twitter?
Yes, sir.
Elton says, in response to the photograph and the diagram, that really is amazing.
Right. Thank you.
Steve says, this is fascinating. I'm really enjoying the professor.
Right.
Dave says, this quack again, professor of bullshine from Please Yourself, California.
This is what I'm talking about, yeah.
Okay. And Lino says, sorry to bother you. Ah, here we go. It's a proper question. Sorry to bother you. I was hoping you could ask the professor a question.
Okay.
I saw a documentary.
Right.
Called E.T. I think that stands for extraterrestrial.
Right.
And he wanted to phone home.
Right,
surely,
I know what this is. I know what this
surely
is.
Surely they'd be more advanced than using a phone.
Yeah, well, what you're talking about there, I don't. What's the name of this guy who wrote it?
This is Lino.
Lino.
Yes.
Lino. Get a life.
Whoa.
Get a life. I know what you're talking about. It's a film from 1982. It's called E.T. I'm talking about an alien. I'm talking about an alien who came through. And he had an unfriendly gesture on his face, and he wanted to say, come in peace, because he is...
Well, it sounds like he was coming, but not peacefully.
And his penis was very large, and he was threatening, me, and all I'm saying is that we better wake up.
Okay.
Wake up.
That would wake anybody up.
Anything else, serious.
Trevor says, how convenient that the alien spoke English. Now, that is a good point,
they
isn't it?
They speak English.
How is that? Is that from monitoring our radio waves?
They speak English. Yeah, that's right. They monitor our... Yeah.
Okay.
What do you say, radio waves?
Paul says, pretty damning evidence. Matty says, most damning proof I've ever seen. Marco says, Jesus Christ... Is this guy okay? Like, really? I think this dude needs help.
Okay, well, that's up to you, man.
Dave says, wish they would abduct him and keep hold of him.
Did you see Danny's message? That's interesting.
No, what was that?
This might need some more research. Danny says, I saw three of these today in Aldi.
Okay, what is that? What's Aldi?
It's a German supermarket chain.
Yeah.
Tiny balls, yet balls.
Please don't speak about our tweeters and our listeners like that.
I'm saying that he was not human. I'm just trying to anatomically suggest that this was an
Can
alien.
I ask, a lot of your theories, and I've read your some of your books and seen some of your YouTube lectures.
Right.
A lot of your work around aliens really seems to focus on the penis and the balls of the male alien. I was wondering.
Okay.
I was wondering what that's about, Professor.
Right. Okay. Do you think that these people come to you dressed in the latest sartorial elegance from the King's Road or whatever it is you have over here? Do you think they come to you with the latest John Lewis fashions? No, they're naked, and these people are very potent. And I tell you now. They want to impregnate your women. They want us to they want to spread the seed of their loin, and they want to spread an alien nation in this world.
Wow.
And
alien nation insemination.
That's right. And if anyone wants to say anything, ask anything serious.
Okay.
If anyone wants to come on, I will take you on.
Okay. 03-444-991000.
Is there a reason why they're going through television rather than like Tinder or something?
Well, I imagine TV, everyone has one. It's something to do with the analog waves out there, and they can... I don't know the science behind that. All I know is this guy spoke to me. And play that clip again, because that's pretty damning
clip. Okay, well, we will play the clip again. Let's just have a listen. Here we go.
You hear that?
Yep.
Don't shoot.
Okay. Dan's on the line. Dan, you're through to the professor. What would you like to say?
Hi, Ian. Hi, Professor.
Hello, Dan.
Yeah, I think we've spoken before. You know, I'm a big fan of your work. I've read all of your books. I'm looking at the image that Ian's put up on Twitter.
Is this the drawing or the photograph?
The photograph. Could you just confirm for me what you interpret the photograph to be?
Well, the photograph is clearly the moon in the background.
Mm-hmm.
In the foreground, it's a craft of some kind. And there's a blue... Can you see the blue pod?
I can see the blue pod.
Do you see the blue pod? That is what I'm suggesting. This is what I'm suggesting. Contain the man with large penis and small nutsack. And that came down, and I think that is how it was communicating to me, because that was a day later.
You see, the thing is, I'm looking at it, and, you know, I'm quite a spiritual person.
Right.
And what I'm seeing here is that the shape is kind of, there's a couple of ovoid shapes in this image.
That's correct.
They're like, it's almost like a brown eye. And I'm thinking it your interpretation that right. This could be an alien. I'm sorry, it stinks. This brown eye is clearly a messenger from God.
All right, get this man off. I know he's talking about a brown eye. Ian? Yeah,
it's okay, he's gone. I've cut him off. I'm sorry.
I know.
He's gone. We won't.
I think I'm still here.
No. You should be gone.
No more brown eye. No more brown eye.
Can we stop saying the phrase brown eye, please? It's disgusting. Dan is
gone. Why
isn't he gone? What is wrong with the phone system?
Take your brown eye away from the phone, man.
Right, Dan is gone now, so...
Am I?
Right, now the professor is gone. Professor. Why have I got the professor gone and Dan is here? Right. Professor.
Hello,
you're there.
Hello.
Professor, do you mind,
it's
can we take...
brown eye, man.
Please stop saying that. It's a thoroughly unpleasant phrase. Right. We're going to take a short break. Can you stick around?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. We've got Professor Joe Lavens on the line. 03444991000. You've seen the evidence. What do you think? And you can challenge him and ask him anything. And also, if you've ever seen a UFO, if you've ever had an alien encounter, you're very welcome to share it with us. We've got him until hopefully just before 11 o'clock. So do give us a call now. You'll speak to Amy. She'll take your name and number and give you a call back. 03444991000. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
We've got about another 6 minutes or so with Professor Joe Lavens, ufologist, UFO expert, author, lecturer, and world travel. It is just the world you've travelled, isn't it, Professor? You've not been intergalactic.
Oh, I've just been... no, just the world. I've never been anywhere else. But as you know, I've been on your show before.
Yep.
I'm looking at tweets now. There's a guy here who we got here. He's a fake. The best radio I've ever heard. Tim Fletcher, without the level of detail, the press's diagram is a fake.
Okay.
I challenge you, Mr. Tim Fletcher, to scribble down what you saw on a screen. I've done as best as I can. The withered leg, the penis with stuff coming out of the end.
Okay, let's...
Unfriendly gesture.
Yep.
And it is my contention, as you know, Ian, that mankind was formed by an alien coming down and he done it with a monkey.
Just say that again. Sorry, Professor. Mankind was...
Mankind was formed. It's nothing to do with... any sort of
evolution is
evolution, Charles Darwin, anything like that.
Yeah.
My contention is that 2,000 years ago, an alien came down and done it with a monkey.
Gosh, and made humans.
That is correct. How do you account for you go to Whitsunate or any of these places, and there's a monkey, and he looks vaguely human, but he's still a monkey. And we're still humans. It's as simple as that.
But only 2,000 years ago.
And that is correct.
Well, what about all of the archaeology where they found the remains of people from tens of thousands?
All of the archaeology. This is part of my book, Deny to Deceive.
Yes.
You remember me discussing that before?
Yes, I do.
There is no history before 2,000 years ago. An alien came down, done it with a monkey, and that is where you and I come from.
Okay. What if I did it with a monkey now?
Doing with a monkey, yeah, okay. I'm not sure, but presumably you'd have, whether you'd have a hybrid monkey, human, more hairy. You'd have to find the sort of monkey you'd want to do it with. Have them have purple bottoms and so forth. Okay. I'm not sure you'd manage to do it with a monkey.
Okay.
Like that.
Okay. And will the aliens ever come back? And will daddy ever come back?
have you seen a proboscis monkey? Would you want to?
Okay.
No.
So forget the sexy monkeys.
Right. Okay.
Will Daddy ever come back?
Who?
Daddy.
Daddy. Daddy.
Daddy. Will Daddy ever come back?
Will Daddy ever come back? Daddy, you done it with a monkey?
Yes, Daddy.
You done it with a monkey? Daddy, you done it with a monkey? Daddy, you done it with a monkey?
Will Daddy...
Daddy, you done it with a monkey?
Okay.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Will Daddy, who done it with a monkey, ever come back?
No.
Okay. Let's say hello to Alan. Alan, you're through to the professor. What would you like to ask him or tell him?
Good evening, Professor. Capabilities in travel. Do you think we'd be able to travel faster than light and make alien contact
in another galaxy? It's not.
I can't understand what this guy is saying. What is this?
Okay, Alan, try again.
With these capabilities in space travel, do you think we'd be able to travel faster than light and meet an alien species in another world?
I'm so sorry. Can you try that again?
Well, Alan, you tell me and I'll pass it on to the professor. It's not a great line.
Do you think we'll be able to meet another alien species in another world far away from Earth?
Do you think we'll ever be able to meet an alien species in another world far away from Earth?
Do I ever think we'll ever meet another alien species in a far away world away from Earth?
Yes.
Yes, I do. I think that we're going to have to colonize a different planet, something like that. Huh?
We're going to have to colonize
another. I've got a. This is some of my four kings here.
Okay.
Zarkon B2.
Okay.
And that's the place we're planning to go to. And whether Daddy is there, okay. I don't know.
We've got time for one more quick question. I think this is on Twitter from Roberto. What is the professor's take of Ed Walters and the Gulf Breeze sightings of 1987?
Well, that's absolutely that happened.
Okay, there we have it. We have it conclusive. And let's just squeeze one more call in. Carol, you're through to the professor. What would you like to ask him?
I wanted to just tell you something.
Is it about UFOs?
Yeah.
Okay, where you go?
All right, let's hear it. Let's hear it. I'm your man.
I was just listening on my laptop because I don't have a dab radio.
Okay.
And as you remember at the beginning of the conversation, the phone line was a bit funny.
Yes.
Right, I do remember that, yeah.
Yeah, well, I was in quite interested. I'm not a...
If I can hurry up ever so slightly, Carol, because we're kind of going to be late for the news, so just get to cut to the chase.
I heard something, a weird sound came out of my computer.
Right.
What did it sound like?
It went like... Your voice went a bit fuzzy again. Wasn't very funny.
Right.
The line wasn't very good. And the sound came out over the top, and it went, car.
Oh.
What did it say? Car?
Like,
car?
Just this, my name's Carol, and it was like it was the start of my name.
Car.
Like that, yeah.
Car.
Sure, it wasn't Khan.
And then it went again.
Car.
And you came back through this normal.
Professor, what could that have been? And we're putting you on the spot slightly.
I studied long and hard, and I've been at Harvard, and I was a fellow at Connecticut University.
Was it hard at Harvard?
It was hard at Harvard, and I just want to say this, and I've looked
all the time,
all that sort of stuff, and I would just imagine that's just something you imagine.
Okay, it was just something you imagined, Carol.
It was, but...
Honestly, I just had to phone to say that happened, because I was so surprised.
You're probably wrong to phone about it.
Probably wrong to phone about it, Carol, the professor's saying.
Oh, okay.
Yep, okay, there we go. Professor, excellent stuff. You're working on a new book. When is that out and what's it about and what's it called?
That will be out in August or the fall, and it's about humans the origin of the species.
Yep.
And it's, I've got actually the Ford here. Let me just read what I got here.
Okay.
Just put a little poem at the start.
start here.
Okay, if you just hurry up a bit, because we're a bit late to the news.
I know it sounds frank. I know it sounds funky, but a human was made because an alien done it with a monkey. It done it with a monkey. It done it with a monkey. Humans were made because an alien done it with a monkey. Human were made. Got a demon with a monkey, a monkey, a monkey. He done it with a monkey. And so it goes on. It's a little poem. I just started the poem.
Okay. Well, Professor, listen, thank you so much for your time. And we appreciate the drawing of a monkey with a penis with something coming out of
right,
the end of it.
Right, okay.
Thank you, Professor.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Good night. Bye-bye. Good night. Good night. Professor Joe Lavens. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio.